Turkey! Turkey!
These are not doing it right. It's not a dog. You can't call it like that.
What are we supposed to do then, Frosty?
Just give me the goddamn axe. I'll do it. Come here, you little shit.
There he is!
Yeah, no, no, stop it! Okay, you're scaring it, and I'm trying to get it.
Okay.
All right?
I won't move.
Okay, don't move. Because these things, they have brains, and they know when you're sneaking up on them.
Okay.
Now, give me a second here.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, fuck. There's blood. Oh, Jesus.
Side
it's getting all over.
Fire.
Why is it still walking around?
Side
it is still running. I thought this only happened with chickens. It is still running
side
around.
Fire.
No, I can't even get it right now.
You
it's
want
still
a traditional turkey. You wanted a Thanksgiving.
You're the one who wanted an authentic Thanksgiving. I can't believe you did this. You got me dressed up like a fucking pilgrim here.
Side of the fryer.
Fine. All right. Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Fuck. I burned myself.
There's oil everywhere.
This oil is melting my skin off.
I'm going to die. I'm going to go back inside to grab the fire extinguisher. I'll be right back.
I need aloe vera.
Okay, I'll get that too.
And I need mommy.
I don't know about that.
I need Tableau.
Okay, I'll bring some music out.
No, I need actual Tableau.
You'll be fine. I'll be right back.
Will you? I don't think you will. Why are you bringing a camera?
Because I need a document. Thanks for joining us on your Thanksgiving day, guys.
Woo, hope yours went better than ours.
That's an accurate reenactment of our Thanksgiving.
Yeah, totally accurate. Especially with me not getting any Tableau. But do I ever?
That's true. No, you get Tableau in spirit.
I get Tableau's music.
You get Tableau
I get Tableau's
spirit.
Voice.
Okay, let's go ahead and, this is a special, guys. So definitely not going to have the same segments that we have had in the past episodes. Because this episode, we are celebrating
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. How do you say in Korean?
Gansamida.
Gansamida. They have Turkey Day.
Gansamida, Turkey Day.
That's so racist.
You know what? I apologize.
We're going to hell, but that's okay. We're already on that path. Well, you know, we definitely want to say we're thankful for family. We're thankful for friends. We're thankful for our listeners and our supporters.
And we're thankful for people who can take jokes. I apologize if that joke that I made got on your case. It is seriously just a joke, and I apologize.
Wow, very heartfelt there, Frosty. Very heartfelt. I'm feeling it. Okay.
Okay.
I felt it.
I'm thankful for your forgiveness on that joke. So thank you.
We are thankful for our horror club members. So this episode, we're actually going to play a game, and we are calling it the Horror Club Shuffle. Frosty, why don't you tell us a little bit about the game we're playing today?
So the Horror Club Shuffle is a game that I basically thought of while I was at work, where you basically just hit shuffle on your phone or your iPad or your MP3 player, anything that you have that has a very large library of music, and then you play part of a song. And then you basically have to tell everybody why that song is on your playlist and why you like it.
That's
and
true.
It's pretty funny because I've got a lot of embarrassing music on mine, you know? Like, Niza, I'm sure, has mostly K-pop on hers, but I got stuff from, like, musicals. I got theme songs from TV shows.
We're going to see a little bit of what's going on in our playlist. What
yeah.
we're truly listening to.
Exactly. What we are truly listening to.
After that, we are going to be playing a game of Would You Rather, Thanksgiving style. So
yeah.
That's going to be pretty interesting as well. Unfortunately, like we said in our previous episode, Anna wasn't able to join us on the Thanksgiving special. But because we, you know, since we were gone, we were, I would say, unprepared for certain things. So... But we're doing the best that we can for now.
But we are thankful for more episodes that will be coming in the future.
I'm thankful that we're coming back, yes.
I'm thankful that we're coming back as well.
And I'm always thankful of you and Anna. You guys are the best.
Well, I'm just thankful of you and Anna and just everything in general. Mostly of you because you put in a lot of work on this show.
You do too, though. I feel like we both do. Anna does do work as well. Let's not.
Oh yeah, no. Work. She hates, love it. She hates when that. I do that.
She's gonna love that.
So. I'm thankful she doesn't kill me when I say that all the time.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so let's get the game a rolling.
Alrighty.
Let's go ahead and set up our phones because that's what we have here today.
Yep, we're doing it on our phones.
So going to tracks and shuffle it. So I'm skipping anything that's not actually a song because I have audiobooks on my phone.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to do that.
So would you like to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Your first song that you're shuffling.
I got The Warrior by Patti Smith.
Nice.
So this song is something I actually grew up listening to because my mom likes it. So that's why it's on my phone.
I love that song, though. Mm-hmm. I am the warrior.
Shooting up the walls of Arden.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Okay, let's
So start. Not a K-pop song.
Not a K-pop. Interesting. An 80s classic song.
An 80s classic. All right.
Good job. Good job, Barry. Good job integrating that 80s music into your child. Okay, let me play mine. That's right. It's BTS's No More Dream.
The first BTS song I ever heard. They just came in so hard. Oh my god.
They did though.
La 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 la.
And they J-Min abs. Them J-Min abs though.
Them J-Min abs. Them yeah. J-Min. Remember when we used to troll Casey with that?
Oh yeah.
All the time. I used to lift my shirt up for her. And do that. Oh my god,
she used to scream so hard. It was great.
Yeah, it was great. Oh, good old days.
All right, you go next.
All right, I've got Enjoy the Silence by Depeche Mode. Apparently the 80s rule Frosty's phone again.
It's very themed here
again. This is another song that I grew up listening to thanks to my mom. I like Depeche Mode though because they're dark, you know, they're just always so damn depressing. And this is just one of my favorite songs of theirs. Oh my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary, they can only do harm.
I love how yours is just, your phone is just like 80s music. I love it. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the next one here. Hold on a second. I'm making sure that I'm really truly on shuffle. It is GOT7, yo. Oh, how do you say it? How do I say it?
Yo, oh, I don't have this one. Yo. I'm going to have to steal this one from you. I don't have that song.
Have you ever heard this one?
I've never heard this one.
Yeah, this is one of their mini albums.
Oh, wow. Damn. I'm going to have to get this.
It's a very rockin' song. I love it.
There's no video for this, huh?
No, there's no video.
Ah.
But I think you would really enjoy that, so I will share that with you.
Yeah, definitely. Soon. I want to download that. This is how we do. This is how we do.
Yeah.
All right. I got.
I like how mine's mostly K-pop. Not every single song in my playlist is K-pop, but a large majority of it is.
Yeah. All right. So I got a. Next one is Swing Swing by the All-American Rejects.
I love this song. Oh, my God. This brings me
know,
back to, like,
right?
high school days.
High school. I listened to this all the time in high school. Gosh. I used to sing it all the time. Can you find a way to carry on again? Yeah, I know. I love All-American Rejects. They're one of my favorite bands.
I used to be in broadcasting in high school, and for the Valentine's special that we did, we had this song playing in the background. That brings really good memories.
Well, I love it. You know, my sister and I, we used to sing it all the time when it came out.
That's great. So this, it's funny because my phone is really pointing at K-pop right now.
That's okay. Mine apparently is all like 80s and then high school. So I'm very,
You're bringing diversity here.
I'm bringing diversity to Hard Club, I guess. I'm being nostalgic. That's what it is.
Okay. So this is my, this is my third song now. Okay.
Yeah.
This is 100% titled Bad Boy. I don't know if you've ever heard this song.
I haven't.
This group actually came out with a new MV recently, but we weren't able to review it in our last episode.
Maybe we should review it at a later date.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never heard of these guys before, but they sound pretty cool.
Yeah. I love this song.
Too late. They're saying they're going to kill somebody. Yeah. Man.
It's very,
They're gonna kill you, but they love you.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't see, but we're both dancing at the same time right now.
I just love the beat of it.
It is a great beat.
Okay.
All right, let's go to my number four. And, oh, look, we finally got a K-pop song.
Oh, no.
Breakdown by Super Junior M.
Woo! I love this song.
Yep. I love it, too. You know, one of the first songs that I heard by Super Junior and Henry Lau.
Oh, yes,
Love little Henry Lau.
I love Henry.
Yeah, but Kyuhyun, man. It's all about Kyuhyun. You know, and then this is when I first started getting into the Mandarin K-pop songs, you know. And I gotta say, like you have said in the past, some songs just do sound better in Mandarin. And I think this is definitely one of the ones that sound better in Mandarin than in Korean.
I feel like Super Junior M does a really good job in their Mandarin.
Yeah, they do.
In their Mandarin songs. So.
Like, I just love it. Like, I feel like they're casting a spell on me.
I know.
And then
okay, so my next one is actually Monster X's Exit. No Exit.
Nice.
This is what this sound of Monster X is what I loved about them.
Oh yeah, when they were more hard. Yes. And
I want them to come back that way.
Wanting to come back hard.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they will in the future. They seem like they've been trying to find themselves, trying to find a sound, experimenting, but hopefully they'll come back to where they were good, or at least where we believe they were good at. Turn up!
병 몸매 굳이 나서지 않아 목적지는 I am 소녀 숙녀자 못 일어나 그 카페인 꿈을 꿔도 침 흘리며 베개 지어진 채.
But yes, I am hoping that Monster X will come back hard once
All
more.
All right. So my fifth and final song is, thank God, it's a K-pop song. It is Super Junior Superman.
I love Superman. Oh gosh, the beginning of
the
song.
Do you love it because there's that one part where the guy says,
Misa horny?
It sounds like he's saying super horny.
Super horny.
What is he really saying? I'm going to have to look this up later.
So horny? I don't know what he's saying.
Yes. But yeah.
I love the beginning of this. I feel like we're entering into a cult.
We are. It's the cult of K-pop. And it's epically loud in there. And they're like, you're just walking through this tunnel and they just all come out at you and then just like, hey. And they're shirtless and they're banging on drums and then you're just walking through in awe like,
what's going on? I love it though.
Yeah. What I love is like how I'm able to now start to pick out whose voice is who.
Oh yeah,
now.
That's the great part though. It's like when you're so deep into K-pop that
you can
able
just
to,
tell when your bias is singing without having to watch the video. Yeah.
This is just a powerful beat. And I think this is a song that's not too popular with a lot of Super Junior fans, so it's great.
Well, I heard it with you, and then I downloaded it right after. But yeah.
And I just happened to come across this song. It wasn't like anything. I think someone made a fan video of Super Junior, and that song was playing in the background, and I was like, I fucking love this song.
It is a good song. Yeah.
So my next song. Oh, this is a non-K-pop song. It's actually
she's finally got one.
It's called The Hip Hop Twerk 4K, which is actually a kind of like a parody song. And the video included, the video is actually including stormtroopers twerking to the song. And the song is based around the stormtroopers.
Really?
Yeah. I can't believe you never heard this song.
No.
I love this song.
I don't think I have. Yeah, no, I've never heard this before.
So this is very nerdy of me.
Well, it's okay. Yeah, white walls, straight halls, back door where the city it calls. Black flow underneath my fall. Black flow gonna keep us all. Lifeless critic in a black grenade. Like this is just try to brag. Time up, don't sleep.
I love the ending of this video because Darth Vader actually does a cameo where he stops the twerking.
Oh, of course he does. No twerking on my death ship. Death Star. No twerking on my Death Star.
Yeah.
No twerking on my starship, you bastard.
But if you guys, you know, have never seen this, definitely look it up. Stormtroopers twerking. That'll pull it up right away. So, I love this song, though. Very good song. I can. For the drone. Get down, get down, get down, get down.
Your twerking caused a great disturbance in the Force.
All right, well, that was this episode's Horror Shuffle. Let us know what you thought of it.
Yeah.
If you think this may be a segment that we should try to run again, maybe next time with our Anna joining in.
Yes, that would be super fun.
You know, or, you know, like, if we ever have you on as a guest, maybe you can play the Horror Club Shuffle with us as well, just like we do with Would You Rather, you know? We always, every time we have a guest, we play Would You Rather. So you could now have a choice to play the Horror Club Shuffle or Would You Rather with us. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, that would be a great game to play with a host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so now it's time to play Would You Rather the Turkey Edition.
Whoop whoop. Gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble whoop whoop. So, would you rather have to eat turkey for breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week after Thanksgiving, or have to wear a pilgrim costume to school for a week after Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm wearing the pilgrim costume. Are you kidding? I would do that, like even if it wasn't, you know, like, I love dressing up.
I know, but I mean, like, it's kind of funny that this question, saying that it's not normal to eat turkey a week after Thanksgiving, like, for almost every meal. Like, I feel
well, no,
like
I mean, yeah,
that's
no,
what
that's
usually happens.
That's what happens. You do have it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, I wake up and my mom, and I'm like, I'm hungry. My mom's like, oh, there's
turkey sandwich.
I'm like, but I wanted Fruit Loops.
No, you're gonna have turkey, bitch.
Nope, you can have turkey and put a little cranberry sauce, make it sweet.
Yeah. I would wear the pilgrim costume as well, because I think those are pretty cool looking.
Yeah. I want to be the guy pilgrim, though, because I don't want to wear that girl's outfit.
I'll wear the girl's outfit.
Well, fine.
Fluffy dress.
Fine. Then I'll just be the guy.
Yeah,
and
there
you can be the girl, and then we can be a matching set.
There we go. Okay, so would you rather wash your hair with mashed potatoes or have to take a bath in gravy?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with the gravy bath.
That sounds kind of like
delicious.
I know that sounds like very relaxing, actually.
Yeah.
Nice warm gravy.
Mm-hmm. Nice warm gravy bath. Yeah, fuck. I would come out of there delicious. And then I'd take a real bath afterwards.
I know, yeah, of course, you'd take a shower.
Yeah.
But the washing the mashed potatoes in your hair, that's kind of too messy. Too messy, not easy to get mashed potatoes.
Technically, that's not even washing your hair.
I know, exactly. That's just putting
mashed potatoes. That's just making yourself dirty. If I'm going to make myself dirty, I'm going to go big. So I'm going to take a bath in gravy.
The next one is, would you rather eat your entire Thanksgiving dinner with no eating utensils? Or have it to sit at the table in your swimsuit and a pilgrim hat.
Oh, this is so hard. You know what? I don't use utensils anyways. I don't know if you noticed me, but I am a finger eater.
I wonder if that's an Asian thing, though. Because when I was younger, my mom did not teach me how to use utensils originally. We used our hands to eat. I mean, I ate my rice and my meat.
Yeah,
hands.
I use my fingers or I use chopsticks or, I mean, sometimes I use a fork.
Yeah, I mean, like, but I wonder if that's an Asian thing.
Maybe it is. I mean, we're kind of biased on that because we both have Asian parents.
Exactly.
So.
That's what I'm just saying. Maybe that was an Asian thing because, I went a really long time without eating with a utensil.
Yeah.
Okay, next one. Eat Thanksgiving dinner with a large group of extended family and friends, or eat with just your immediate family and a few close friends. Large group.
These questions need to step it up.
I know.
I mean, the Halloween ones were better. I think I would want my close friends and my family.
We've actually celebrated Thanksgiving twice?
Two years
in a row now.
2 years in a row, yeah. But okay. I'll just spend Thanksgiving with you because you're my family.
I'm always your family. okay, so next one is, would you rather eat Thanksgiving dinner with your family or eat Thanksgiving dinner with 3 celebrities of your choice?
Oh, no contest. Bye-bye, family. I am having dinner with Top, Kyuhan, and Tableau. End of discussion here.
End of discussion. I think I would also pick that, too. Because, I mean, it's just one Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, my 3 celebrities that I probably have to choose, though, is, of course, oh, my God, could I have all my top biases in one room without freaking out? I don't know. But I'd have Jun Ho, 5 Zeke, and
JB.
And, oh, yeah, JB. But it's fab because, like, Suga won't be there. But he will be there in spirit.
He will be there in spirit. So go be out there in the window. Like, you know I like to eat. Why didn't you invite me?
Poor sugar. I'll bring you something out. I'll bring you a nice hot plate. okay. So would you rather have to write a 5-paragraph essay on what you are thankful for or have to solve a page of Thanksgiving-themed word problems?
I like Thanksgiving themed word problems.
Yeah.
I think that would be fun. Like, oh, look, I found turkey, or
I think I could actually write a 5-paragraph essay on what I'm thankful for, though.
Well, yeah, you could, but I like the word problem better.
It sounds more fun. Yeah. Word problems is definitely more fun, so I would choose that as well. Would you rather not be able to talk during Thanksgiving dinner or not be allowed to have dessert on Thanksgiving?
I can deal with not talking.
No, yeah, exactly. I love Thanksgiving dessert.
I'm not getting out of pie.
Can you make a pecan pie this year?
Sure. I still have a pecan pie kit. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. What did you think of the apple pie that I made last year?
Well, the apple pie one was really good last year.
Yeah, and then the cherry one, right?
The cherry cheesecake was the year before that, and that was great, too.
Yeah.
So, but I want pecan this year.
All right, I will do a pecan pie for you this year.
Miss Frosty.
All right.
Yay!
I'll do a pecan pie this year.
Pecan pie! Okay, so would you rather have to cook the entire Thanksgiving meal for your family or volunteer at the homeless shelter on Thanksgiving?
I'm going to be mean and cook it for my family.
Yeah, I would say the same. I mean, like, every year that I've been cooking. So I'm pretty excited to cook again this year.
I mean, no offense to homeless people and, you know, people who can give back and do that kind of stuff. I just can't do that.
I definitely want to try frying a turkey this year, though. I think that's probably
something. That'd be interesting.
Get $100 fryer just to fry the frickin' turkey.
Yeah, you know what? And then we can have mozzarella sticks whenever we want.
That's true.
A shitload of mozzarella sticks.
Fried Twinkies.
Fry Oreos.
Fry everything. Okay, last question. This one's kind of a gory one, but would you rather slaughter the turkey you and your family eat for Thanksgiving or have the turkey your family eats for Thanksgiving live with you in your room for a week before it is killed for Thanksgiving feast?
I actually used to know somebody who lived on a farm and had to deal with this daily.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then she would tell me that, like, when it came time to when they would eat her favorite one, she would push her food away and be like, I can't eat this.
Like, too hard. Like, living, you know, it's like, with the animal that you're going to slaughter, though, and then having to eat it.
You know what, though? But I've actually heard stories about, you know, like, doing that kind of stuff. The meat tastes different.
Does it?
Yeah, because I've heard that it tastes more, like, richer because it's been loved.
If that makes sense. That's really morbid, so, but it does make sense.
I would do it just to see if it's true, because I have heard that things that are nourished and happier when they're killed, it gets into their food and it tastes better because it's been loved. You know,
so you would definitely
I would try it
with a little turkey for
to see if this turkey tasted better because I nurtured it and loved it.
Would you be
and
able
talked
to kill
it
though,
and named it a friend? Do you really want me to answer this, Nina?
Yes, that's the question.
I would be able to kill it. Yes.
Ah, you like your turkey.
Something has to die in order for me to feel good. Unfortunately. Every morning I wake up, something has to die, unfortunately.
Just to feel good about yourself.
That is terrible. But seriously, every time I eat something, it's something dead.
Man, I don't know. Like, if I think I wouldn't be able to nurture a turkey. I'd have to say I'd just slaughter it. Slaughter the turkey and have it ready to eat for Thanksgiving. I do really like my bacon, though. So if you had asked me that same question about, like, Easter ham, and if I was willing to kill my fucking pig for it, yes.
My family used to joke about that, actually. We used to joke about getting a little potbelly pig and then naming it Christmas dinner.
That's so great. Family stories, yo.
Come here, pork chop. Come here, pork chop.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, that was it for our Thanksgiving special. I hope you guys enjoyed your time with us today. We definitely want to go ahead and, you know, say that there's going to be plenty more specials coming up because, you know, it's the holiday season. We're going to have December coming. December's right around the corner. We're getting ready for Black Friday shopping. And you know I'd be crazy up in there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I'm still on steroids, okay?
So. And I'm still on Luvox and Ativan.
So we're gonna probably be a good dynamic duo. Yeah.
Woo! Get out of my way. I am having a panic attack right the fuck now. Give me those shows.
That'll be an interesting fun time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, you know, we're definitely trying to make plans for our big horror Christmas.
Yep.
Wonderful horror Christmas. So,
if you would like to be part of our horror Christmas party, hit us up and we'll try to schedule something where it's convenient for everybody. And then if not, you know, the three gals just do their own.
We'll just do our thing like we usually do.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
But it's okay. Because the power of three is better than everything.
That's true. Okay, guys. So remember to like us, share, and subscribe. I mean, you can subscribe through iTunes, Google Music, iCast. Or you can subscribe through Podbean app. Show us your continued support because we really do feed off of that and we love hearing feedback.
And we're very thankful for it. Yes. We're very thankful to our fans and to our listeners.
And to our
friends and our senpais, fellow podcasters, and our Podern family and our Podgy.
Yeah. Because we just rough.
We do. We just rough.
We just really rough. And if you really hated your time with us today.
Well, go eat turkey or something. Because, you know, we're sorry, but we're not sorry.
And go stuff your face with some turkey and mashed potatoes.
Cranberry sauce up that ass.
Oh, yeah. Adios, guys. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving. Don't get killed out there. Don't get trampled. Be careful when you're Black Friday shopping.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. But look at here. Look. Look. I got beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, raw, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat, you name it! Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ram, raw, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat, you name it! Beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, creams, potatoes, creams, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. You made it! You made it! You made it!